Today is to be good for I'm going Today good for I'm
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of this. And we have Mike
over there.
So you just gonna look like a deer in headlights?
I'm not saying anything, like he's getting in trouble.
Oh my god, okay. What up, B?
What up? How you doing?
You gonna talk this time?
Yeah.
Hey.
You gonna talk this tonight?
What?
She said I'm gonna talk this.
Don't do that.
No, it wasn't. Cause he don't.
What up, people?
What's good?
Hey.
Hey.
All right, so we're gonna start.
Wow.
I mean, he don't need an introduction.
He's here. You know I'm here.
All right, cool.
Let's go.
Great. So we have a question. I was wondering what your views are about the BLV comments about the Earth. He said things such as Freemasons are telling kids lies about the Earth being a sphere, and lines are indoctrinated in occult science.
We could record that damn conversation.
And graduated to a club full of liars. As a person who studies science and math for a living, I feel saying something like this is so primitive. I'm a hip-hop fan and a person who feels like education is the most important part of living. Respect from Canada. I'm a huge fan of your channel and content. What are your thoughts?
A week or two ago, we was at celebrating Ken's 65th birthday.
I had to.
Look, Rob brought this out, and he was
I brought
you the one. Yeah, you.
Wait.
Trying to retract that.
Did I bring it up?
Yes,
you
brought
that out. Turn that shit.
You don't believe this.
He was defending it.
Oh, wow.
Rob was saying, he brought it up. We were talking sports and some other stuff. Okay. And he was like, yo, did y'all hear about B.O.B.? Like, no, what B.O.B. say? He said, the earth is flat. I said, what's wrong with him? So we just kept going back and forth, right? And we made.
Because Rob was defending it. He was like, man, I'm telling you, man.
Not necessarily that he believed it, but more or less, he was like, well, you know.
Oh my God, come on, y'all. If the world was flat like this table, right, yes, and the sun was here, wouldn't everybody have daylight?
Bro, come on.
Ooh.
Thank you. That's like, just logically, I'm like, okay.
It's spinning.
What do you mean if it's flat? It's spinning. Wow. It's still, you got
if,
fucking life.
No, still spinning. No. Wait a second. I can't even believe I'm doing this.
Oh my God.
But, no. Flat, right? If it's spinning like this, the people that were once here will be here.
Of course, you're spinning around the sun?
But so what's on the other side then, Ken? What's on the bottom side, Ken?
The other people.
The other people? What do you...
This isn't funny, y'all. This kind of shit is so dangerous and irresponsible. The fact that we're even talking about this bullshit.
So
you have someone... No, stop, Ken.
Stop.
You have a child.
Alright? You've been lied to, man.
This is the problem with black people and how we process conspiracy theories. Because we are the ones with the stay woke bullshit that we go way too motherfucking far. B.O.B. is reciting some bullshit that he saw on fucking YouTube. And he can't even fucking defend it.
He was probably
He
was defending it to his point and his credit. And he has some other things. I don't believe that.
I read the whole fucking thread. B.O.B. was not defending it. He was reciting some shit that he'd seen somewhere else. B.O.B., I don't give a fuck what anybody says. He has a mixtape that came out that didn't nobody give a fuck about.
And
he tried to throw some shit against the wall and see what stuck. He threw some other shit before that. Nobody said anything. So he's like, well, shit, what else can I do? World is flat. And it stuck. And then everybody else jumped on this shit. And I cannot fucking believe
that
we're taking this shit seriously. Neil deGrasse Tyson. But I'm saying, it shouldn't even taken... him.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have said anything, in my opinion. Because this is so fucking stupid that we should just left this alone. And remember we had that conversation about conspiracy theories? It was a long time ago.
I remember.
This is the problem. People throw out this dumb ass shit. when there's real stuff going on, real serious, life-threatening, life-altering shit, and all of that stuff gets lumped in the same fucking bucket. This old X-Files bullshit. And then everybody wants to talk about it. Oh man, B.O.B., he's onto something. He's a dumbass if he really believes that. At some point, if the earth was fucking flat, somebody would have fallen off. And if nobody can explain that to me, then shut the fuck up. We should not be talking about this bullshit.
What?
This is why no one takes rappers seriously.
Okay.
Cause y'all said we're talking about some dumb shit. The earth is flat. Man, your fucking career is flat, and that's why you did this shit. It's true. This is no disrespect against B.O.B. It's true. He fell off.
He fell off.
Not the earth.
He fell off.
He fell off.
That's why he thought it was flat. That's why he thought it was flat.
We gotta put that in there. Please,
I will. Look. I still like B.O.B. as a person. I just think that this is sad. That he had to stoop to this level to get some attention to his mixtape.
Yeah, because like, why bring this up right when your mixtape?
Because he knew what he was doing. This is obvious, and now we're playing into his fucking hands. Now we've talked about it.
One question. What did he do before the Earth is flat?
I think it was something about the prison system. I think, but I could be wrong. But he threw out another conspiracy theory that actually made sense. And that's why nobody said anything, because like, oh yeah, bro, we've been on this shit. That shit, we were on that 10 years ago. If this was Immortal Technique that said this, if this was Lupe that said this, I would take it seriously. Not in that I would believe it. No, hear me out. Not that I would believe it, because it's still bullshit.
Why does it have to be one of them though?
Let me explain.
Okay, all right.
If this was, no, that's not true. That's not true. Lupe really is on some serious shit, but he just presents it in a bad way.
Absolutely.
If this was Lupe or Immortal Technique and they said, you know what, the earth is flat, I would stop and be like, let me hear this. I'm not gonna believe it, but let me hear at least what you're gonna say.
And they have some credibility.
Exactly.
Right. At least be like, okay.
B.O.B. is not that rapper. You up here hanging out with Bruno Mars, and you really trying to now throw out conspiracy theories and make us believe that the earth is fucking flat? You got fucking kids that are your fans that are listening to you, and you telling these kids, man, don't listen to your science teacher, bro. Earth is flat.
The biggest mistake he made was...
Bro, tell him.
The fucking diss track.
Tell him.
He made a diss
going
track.
Again.
Oh my God.
Why are you dissing
Brass Tyson? One of the smartest people on earth.
Yeah.
He's an astrophysicist.
He just
and B.O.B. is a fucking rapper that has never talked about this shit. That's what I'm saying.
And he made a diss track to
him. And he made a diss track against a fucking astrophysicist. Bro, are you fucking serious?
No, it was terrible.
Oh my God.
It was some bullshit.
Yeah, it was.
My eyebrows almost flew off.
Man, that was dumb. You know what? I mean, I think for
you
me, man, I'm like, this is the most ridiculous thing that I have ever seen. Like, I remember at the beginning of the year, we were kind of on Twitter talking. I was like, this is literally Say Anything 2016. People are just saying whatever the fuck they want to say, and there are people actually biting for the shit. And when people start adding me, I'm like, yo, man, y'all gonna talk about B.O.B. and the Earth is flat?
You.
And we are, unfortunately. But,
here we are.
You know, it's like, why do we have to talk about something so fucking ridiculous? Like,
Twitter
you should
has
have
been on jump since January.
Yeah.
Like January 1.
Yeah,
but
I don't know what
but
the fuck
this
is
the new this is the new method of promotion.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it too.
It needs to go away. Yeah.
Going back to the whole promo thing. I think the funny thing about it is that when Kyle was over, he was like, "Oh, he must have a mixtape coming out."
Mm.
And that is the first thing we can point to.
Well,
but how many of these people are going to listen to the tape?
Because of this?
Yeah.
A lot.
Really?
You really think so?
I did.
This is really sad that we're talking. I really think this is sad we're talking about this. And I really wish we wouldn't.
Okay.
No disrespect against you. I really wish we wouldn't have picked this question. Because we're giving B.O.B. exactly what he wants. And we're popularizing fucking ignorance.
No, but we helping at the same time.
No, we're not.
Though.
No, we're not.
I mean, because you laid the law down. Because, like,
no, not really.
Huh? Yeah, you did. Because, like, you have some people that's gonna, like, really believe it, and people hold your opinion very high. So they hear Mike C. Town say it, and it's like, okay,
over
well, maybe.
B-O-B.
Maybe. Possibly.
No, hell no.
They asked me what they
yourself, Mike. Because I'm being honest.
You sizzle, man.
B.O.B. is a fucking, I wouldn't say a nationally known rapper, but he's a known. No, he's not. I feel like a lot of people, because it's coming from B.O.B., just like apparently they're saying that you said, they're gonna be like, well, there's something to this. There's something to this. We should actually hear this out. And the sad thing is, because I was arguing with people on Twitter, when I came back from vacation, that was the first thing I saw was this bullshit.
Oh.
And I was like, wait a minute, are we really taking this seriously? And here comes these dumbasses. oh man, nah, there's something to, not saying you're a dumbass, by the way. I think sadly, people will actually go and give this kind of shit credence because I saw it. People were arguing with me. I'm like, explain to me why no one's falling off the earth. But nah, but see, you asking two specific questions, bruh, because the thing about it is the curvature of the earth. If we stand in here, how come we can't see the curvature of the earth?
By the way, Rod did say the NASA pictures are fake.
I mean, I would buy yeah. that. That's fine.
Yeah, the NASA pictures are fake.
I don't know
fake.
If they're fake.
I don't they know
are.
If they're fake either.
They look fake.
Oh my God.
We didn't have Photoshop. Look, I don't want to do all these side notes, Jones, because it's going to sound like I was defending it. And I'm not defending it. I was just saying
I did
that.
Say you were not defending
it. Yeah, yeah. I was just saying that it is a little weird. There's no real pictures of the earth.
The only thing that Rod said that night that had me really scratching my head, like, that is a good point. When you said that, like, the governments don't allow you to explore either Antarctica or the North Pole.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
there's restrictions there.
Yeah. So when I'm like, okay, whatever. But that wasn't enough.
Yeah, how does that leave any kind of, not, I'm just saying, how does that leave any kind of credence to the earth being flat?
Because those are supposed to be, like, the two points.
Saying that's when you fall off.
Okay. Fuck! I cannot believe this. I seriously can't. Ralph, you as an average citizen, you can go, if you have money, you know what I'm saying, like that, you can go buy a plane today.
That's exactly what I said.
Get in that plane.
Exactly.
And fly.
That's
and
what
at
I
some
said.
Point, you will end up right back where you started.
I agree.
Explain that to me.
Mike, trust me, we're
no,
here.
No, I'm not saying you specifically, yeah. I'm saying these people that believe this dumb shit.
If anything,
explain that.
It's a cylinder. What about that?
Why are you looking at me?
He was like,
that's the only way both theories would work.
A cylinder, what do you mean?
Like a
I know what a cylinder.
Come on now! I'm trying to integrate. I'm trying to help y'all out.
No, I just want. I do wonder why we can't explore Antarctica though. Like that's
why. Why can't we explore a lot of shit? Why
no, Antarctica is like no one can explore Antarctica. Like
the government,
like international laws or some shit.
I'm sure they are doing weird shit
it's
up there.
It's probably warm as hell up there.
There are a lot of serious things going on that the media does not talk about. A lot of shit that's not researched, that's not popularized, because there's no real, like, there's no real juice behind it. And B.O.B. is doing an extreme disservice to all of the other fucked up things that the government is doing by talking about something that is so asinine and unimportant and fucking prehistoric. And that's what I'm saying. I really wish all these people that are putting all this time into researching this idiocy that B.O.B. is popularizing, I want you guys to really go and look up stuff that's actually important, stuff that actually impacts your life, stuff that's actually can be proven if you take the time to actually look into it. The earth is not fucking flat. It's not. That's a fact. And just B.O.B., look, just make music, bro. Don't talk no more about bullshit.
World issues.
You can talk about world issues. Don't talk about the earth issues. It hurts two different groups of people, man. You're hurting rappers, because now you're on TMZ now, and everyone's looking at the hip-hop industry, because you're speaking for all of us at that point. You're speaking for the entire hip-hop industry. So they're looking at rappers and they're saying, damn, first y'all shooting people, now you're talking about the earth is fucking flat. Y'all are stupid. And you're speaking for fucking black people. You're making all of us look stupid. Y'all might think I'm exaggerating, but it's fucking true. When you are a major figurehead of a certain group, whether you like it or not, they look at you and they say, you're speaking for this group. I do not want B.O.B. speaking for me or anybody at this table except for Rob.
That wraps up the end of this question. Thank you for your question. Don't forget to send the rest of your questions to our Twitter, AskDEHH, or our email, AskDeadandHipHop.com, and follow us on Snapchat, Dead and Hip Hop. See you guys later. Bye.